Hello and welcome back to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and as always, I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week, we're talking about crypto dividends. Yes, that's correct. You did not read incorrectly. We are going to be talking about how you can generate dividend-like income from your cryptocurrency assets. The cryptocurrency market is one of the most volatile markets out there. But remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let's do this. Let's kick this episode off with a shout out. This week's shout out goes to two people who chatted to me on Instagram this week. First of all, Kevin Lee, thank you. Shout out to you. And the second shout out goes to Black and Blue Investing on Instagram. Once again, thank you. I always love chatting to all the listeners of the podcast, whether you just want to say you enjoyed the episode or you want to give me some feedback. And just on that note, the number one piece of feedback from everyone is, you know, you want the episodes of the podcast to be longer. And I can promise you there are longer form episodes in the pipeline. Just bear with me and we'll hopefully get there. But yeah, thank you so much. And on a personal note, the last few weeks have been some of the hardest weeks for me. I've been really busy, and just the feedback and, you know, the love from the investing community out there is what keeps me going. So thank you all, and shout out to those two guys. Now, let's get to the point of this episode. Crypto dividends. Let me be clear. No cryptocurrency behaves like a stock. Cryptocurrencies are not shares in a specific company. Cryptocurrency tokens, the coin itself that people buy, can be issued by any project. For example, let's talk about the Cardano project, right? The cryptocurrencies, ADA, A-D-A, that is a cryptocurrency you can buy. But when you buy one Cardano coin, you don't own any part of the actual Cardano project, right? You only own a coin. So what do I mean when I say crypto dividends? What I am referring to is actually when you stake your crypto investment. So those in the crypto world know that, let's say, the big move earlier this year was Ethereum moving from proof of work to proof of stake concept, and anything on the Ethereum blockchain effectively can be staked or lent out via that blockchain to validators or other nodes on that blockchain, and you can earn interest at some really good rates. I'm talking 7%, 9%. If you're looking at something like DAI, can even be up to 11% per annum for a certain staking period. And staking literally just means depositing your crypto assets with someone else and receiving interest monthly, you know, or quarterly or whenever. With staking, it is different that the coins actually leave your wallet. They leave your possession. They get transferred to someone else's possession, if you're staking to a third party, like I do anyway, and then you get interest on what you've staked, right? And at the end of the staking period, you would get the interest plus the principal of your coin, just like depositing your cash, right? In the bank. The bank is going to take that money, lend it out, and you would get interest. In the bank, you get nothing, right? With crypto, you can earn enough money in staking, if you have a sizable position, that interest can actually be withdrawn and buy you certain dividend stocks. So the reason why we're talking about this is because this is another form of passive income, and dividend investing is the number one form of passive income. Let's get that straight. It's the safest, it's the most reliable, But staking crypto via the blockchain or via DeFi or via Coinbase or crypto.com or Binance is a very fast and somewhat reliable and a new way of earning serious interest on any crypto positions that you do have. There's lots of caveats to that, but this is something that I have started recently and it has worked for me. Many people will know that when I started investing, I was investing just the cash that I was using for transport money to go to work. Now I'm back at work. That cash is not available, but I did have crypto assets that I was able to stake. The interest I was getting from those crypto assets, I could sell, you know, even though the actual crypto price itself still fluctuates, I could sell the interest and still have, you know, quite a sizable amount growing in my crypto, and I could use it to buy dividends. A lot of people don't sell the stake crypto. They keep the crypto and they use that compounding effect in the crypto field. So any interest that they get from staking, they restake and they get compound in effect from actually staking. So it's another form, almost exactly what you can do with dividends and have that snowball effect, you can do with crypto. And if you're a crypto buff, this is amazing. This is a game changer. So just to give you some live examples, I'm looking at Binance right now, and I just picked the first one I could find for the Pancake token, or the coin Cake, C-A-K-E. You can actually get 31.25% per annum interest if you stake for 30 days. So let me just be clear. The interest rate is 31.25%. But that's per annum. If you stake for 30 days, you would have to stake it 12 times to get that 31% interest. But that's amazing. Imagine if you have $1,000 in Pancake, right? After a year of staking, you would have received £300. But if you're staking every month, that value will be growing. And if we just look at the 60 day, it's actually a 36% interest rate. We look at 40 days, it's a 42% interest rate. If you had Binance coin for 30 days, staking is 5.86% annualized. For 90 days, it's 8.6% annualized. For HNT, 30-day staking is 5.12%. So basically, these yields are really, really good. Or these interest rates are really, really good, even though it's an annualized one. So you have to divide it by, you know, if you're staking for 90 days, you've got to divide by 4, right? And if you're staking for 60 days, you need to divide by 6. But basically, you're getting really good yields, really good returns on crypto assets that, if you're holding anyway, otherwise wouldn't be doing anything. I got into crypto personally as me diversifying my already well-established dividend portfolio. I was very skeptical. I think that the blockchain technology has a lot of potential, but a lot of the coins, a lot of the tokens people buy don't have any intrinsic value themselves, because like many stocks that don't pay dividends, when you buy a cryptocurrency, you are basically speculating that at some point you will be able to sell that cryptocurrency at a higher price than when you bought it. However, when you have the ability to stake a cryptocurrency, that cryptocurrency takes on a different value, a second value, because it now gives you two ways of growing your money, growing your income. And that's the key. You know, that's what we love about dividends, or that's what I love about dividends, that you can get that capital appreciation, but also regardless of the capital appreciation, you will be getting regular dividend income, and you get that snowball effect, and you get that compound effect. With crypto, you can get the same thing via staking. It's called something different, but if you're getting, you know, an interest payment or a payment every day, every quarter, every month from staking, in my book, that's a dividend, okay? It's not cash paid from a stock, but it is a cryptocurrency that you can sell that has a monetary value that is paid to you, and you can do whatever you want on a regular basis. That sounds like a dividend. It feels like a dividend. And ever since I've started staking my crypto assets, it has been just as exciting to receive, you know, interest from my staked crypto in that crypto as it is to get dividend payments from Coke or Pepsi or Waste Management or Realty Income. And the good thing is that when the crypto market is at all-time high, like HNT's been doing, when Cardano had a really good run a couple of days ago, I can actually, you know, sell some of that crypto coin that I didn't do anything for. I didn't have to buy it. I just earned it and used that to fund other assets that I do believe in, like some of my best dividend players. So I actually have my crypto assets earning me interest, earning me money, and that is fueling my dividend portfolio to earn me more money. It's crazy. I literally have my money earning me money in two different forms right now, and that's amazing because you always want to have your money working for you in more than one way. So I'm already keeping an eye out there for the next form, passive dividend-like income, which right now it's looking like a vending machine. So if you know where I can buy a vending machine, or you have a good location for me to put a vending machine, hit me up on Instagram. Now, here comes the tricky bit. I do have to give, you know, a disclaimer. I'm new to the crypto world. I do not know crypto as well as I know dividend stocks, okay? It's very hard to value crypto. The crypto market doesn't close. You know, Saturday and Sunday, the crypto market is still fluctuating. The price of your crypto when you lock stake it or you DeFi stake it is still going to fluctuate, and you have no access to it for whatever period you lock it away for. But it is a very, very good way of just growing your income. And if you have cryptocurrency assets that you plan to hold and you don't plan to sell for a while, why not stake them? Why not make money on them while you're waiting or while you're holding? Don't just leave them doing nothing. Don't put your money under your bed. Put it in an asset. And if you don't believe in cryptos, put it into a dividend stock. That's what I'm saying. But it's very, very nice to see, you know, the crypto market growing and DeFi and staking and all the things that are coming up, allowing people to have new opportunities to grow their wealth. The crypto market is super volatile, right? It's more volatile than penny stocks. It's more volatile than any other market I've seen before. But if you have the resolve to stake your crypto assets, the rewards are huge. The rewards are huge. I don't know how to stress that anymore. You do have to have a little bit of staying power though, and you need to have a clear plan. So don't get into crypto staking or even buying cryptos at all if you are a risk-averse investor. Put a very little amount of money in there if you just want to test it out. Like I said, this is never financial advice on this podcast. I'm just letting you know that, listen, there's another way to grow your income. There's another way to get passive dividend income, or what I call dividend income. It's technically interest income via crypto, via staking. And it is the next best thing to dividend investing, right? So yes, still be a dividend investor. Dividend investing is still number one. But crypto staking and the DeFi network and the DeFi products out there, yes, they are risky, but the returns are huge. And if you play it right, you can actually get your money in crypto funding your new dividend buys or growing your dividend portfolio. It's just amazing. It's relatively simple, but there are a lot of mistakes. So if anyone is interested or you want to know more about it, it's a free world. Message me. I will respond. But I'm really excited to share this. Let me be honest. I've been doing this with Cardano, with HNT, with Ethereum for probably about 6 months. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I've earned just in a new crypto that I never had to buy with cash, and how much that has helped me, you know, grow my portfolio and continue really just to speed up the growth. And now I have two engines of compounding running. I have my dividend snowball, and now I have my crypto snowball. And my crypto snowball occasionally funds my dividend snowball, and that is moving much faster now. So yeah, it's definitely something to consider, definitely something to think about. But please, you know, do what you feel comfortable with. Do not feel pressured. My name is Banky. I'm just trying to share the dividend love. And that's it for this week's episode.
Hey there again. My name is Banky. Thank you for listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. If you like what you heard in this podcast, and if you like the series, please leave a review, share, and subscribe. I really appreciate hearing all your feedback and seeing the podcast grow. Why not follow us on Instagram and Twitter and continue your investing journey on all the different platforms to make your investing journey better? And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.